A Boy with a Mission. Indana Sharma. In 1945, a 12-year-old boy saw something in a shop window that set his heart racing. But the price, $5, was far beyond Reuben Earl's means. $5 would buy almost a week's groceries for his family. Reuben couldn't ask his father for the money. Everything Mark Earl made through fishing in Bay Roberts, Newfoundland, Canada. Reuben's mother, Dora, stretched like elastic to feed and clothe their five children. Nevertheless, he opened the shop's weathered door and went inside. Standing proud and straight in his flour sack shirt and washed-out trousers, he told the shopkeeper what he wanted, adding, "But I don't have the money right now. Can you please hold it for me for some time?" "I'll try," the shopkeeper smiled. "Folks around here don't usually have that kind of money to spend on things. It should keep for a while." Reuben respectfully touched his worn cap and walked out into the sunlight, with the bay rippling in a freshening wind. There was purpose in his loping stride. He would raise the $5 and not tell anybody. Hearing the sound of hammering from a side street, Reuben had an idea. He ran towards the sound and stopped at a construction site. People built their own homes in Bay Roberts using nails purchased in Hessian sacks from a local factory. Sometimes the sacks were discarded in the flurry of building, and Reuben knew he could sell them back to the factory for 5 cents apiece.